This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville, FUBAR Radio.
Designed only for killing, that's MODOK. Run a gauntlet, I'm one with the soul like Adam Warlock. Everything by design, use your mind though they blind you. While your favorite rapper's probably whispering, hell Hydra. Real rap got infiltrated by the internet. We so numb to writing with thumbs, it's all primitive. Limitless initiative, who gon' save us when it's over? When white rappers become the new face of the culture. The fate of the galaxy hung in the balance and their neutrality. Be on the right side of this war, don't follow Palpatine.
Then I brought the swing, heading out, I'm about to be infinite. But I rip the shit like trying to fart and outcomes just a little bit. Against this nastiest white American racist. But you know your rights and damn right, you still ain't gonna say shit. So take this, my mental dosage of verbal osmosis. The earth is explosive, so I'll blow your mind like I'm supposed to while I coast through PCH with the flow too like PCH. Smoking the interstate be like them flares and niggas got us straight.
Hey, can I kick it?
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can. Got your wallet checked, now pay attention. Can I kick it?
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
I got your wallet checked, now pay attention. Can I kick it?
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Got your wallet checked, now pay attention. Can I kick it?
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Got you all in chat, now pay attention.
And it's the rap that make you lose your faculty. Wake up, baby, don't go missing in outer galaxy. Let me paint you this landscape. Life as we know it, fully devoted, it's spitting potent. Slipping and losing focus, it's arguing in a circle. Fuck, we bout to shoot a fair with at the depth. Keep it moving, the team becoming greater and greater with every moment, yeah. After another, my brother, we building business here. Story yet to come up, my nigga, just toasting to the wizard.
This sound like the pilgrimage. On this long, cold, humbling road, I found that most of you rappers is new to this. Between the lines, what's in my mind? That I'm free to write and speak your mind and maneuver in silence as a blind man. MJ, remember the times from when I rhymed. This shit went diamond, no sequence, glove for black power fist. This for niggas who say they your niggas and stay your niggas. Front seat locked in the sight for 9 to 5.
Hey, can I kick it?
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Got your wallet checked, now pay attention. Can I kick it?
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
I got your wallet checked, now pay attention. Can I kick it?
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Got your wallet checked, now pay attention. Can I kick it?
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Got your wallet checked, now pay attention.
Can I kick it? Can I kick it?
No, sir. Actually, it's time to close it up. No more kicking it.
What you mean no kicking it?
It's time to go.
Treating us like we some niggas.
Nobody's treating you like some.
You treating us like we some niggas.
That's Kick It by Clear Soul Forces, an obvious homage to Can I Kick It by A Tribe Called Quest. It is the Eminem Show, Marcel, Natalie and Michael. Michael, Natalie and Marcel.
Still keep a faith in God, still couldn't spare the rod. Marcel, you know me, I came with the blazing squad.
Representing, you know what I'm saying.
In the motherfucking house.
All day long. Big up J Huss, big up Dave. Album sick.
That there was Marcel receiving a shout out on, I would say, possibly the best rap album of the year. Even at this early stage of the year, I think that will be the best rap album of 2019.
I'm not even gonna lie. I literally listened like obviously after I heard that I got the shout out on the album. I listened to that like I was in the gym just banging it out in the gym working out to it, and literally I think it's one of the best rap albums that I've heard for like a good few years over here. It's like and the level of the artistry has been sick over here.
Right.
But for that to be so, it's so up there. Yeah. It's just mad.
It really stands out as a project, as a not necessarily homogenous, but you know, very cohesive.
Yeah, like
very cohesive.
I think the way that he set it up as well with the actual psychodrama, but he's got the shrink he's talking to, going through the different stages, romantic sides of things, the deeper sides of things, like getting into that the more emotional side of things, and he kind of goes through the different stages, and I think he does it in such a way that it's like
it's polished.
You can't
at his young age as well.
He's 20. You can't fault him, innit? You know what I mean? It's mad.
Really, really talent. Good album. Shout out to Dave. Shout out Jay Huss for shouting out Marcel. That made my day hearing that.
Trust me, like it made like I woke up to a message from my cousin saying, "Marcel, have you listened to Dave's album?" I was like, not yet, is like, listen to Disaster. I was like, all right, cool. Put it on, and I was gassed for the whole day. Mm. Bare messages coming through. I was like, yeah, come on, the streets love me.
So good, so good. apart from that, we should catch up real quick because we've got a packed show and we've got just a little bit of time to do it in. What have you been up to?
So this weekend, I actually went to the christening. Well, no, it was the first birthday of one of the Blazing Squad's.
Yeah, babies. Right. Yeah, I saw that on your Instagram. Like, so, you were surrounded by a load of loads of kids.
Yeah, so literally, like, in the morning, I was shooting a little bit for my next single, like part of the visual for that. So, but it's a really good song. I'll bring it in a little bit. But then straight from there, I had to go and buy the present because I didn't know what to buy. Mm. So I went into the entertainer and was like looking around, thinking, what can I buy? And then boom. It was like this little, like, it was like a keyboard with a microphone and all of that stuff. But it was like a kid's toy. I was like, his dad's a producer. It makes sense.
Makes perfect sense.
Bought it. Went up. Went down there. Saw all the boys. Apart from Stuart, he's in Cardiff. Then gave him the present. Got home. Got a message from the mum just saying, oh my God, he loves the present. A nice video of him playing with it, singing on the mic. I was like, Uncle Mars has done it.
Coming for my 20%.
There you go.
When you release your first tune.
But like, when that first album comes out, Blazing Squad Juniors, I'm getting peas.
How about yourself, Nat? What have you been up to?
Well, I have been, I want to say the word excavation. Is that the right word?
Digging. You've been in the garden.
Well, where I live, I came down and I found these guys. They're doing some excavating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think they have something in the like road next where I live. They're going to find like a member of the royal family. Or
I was going
like,
to say they want to exhume something.
Something's going on, so I kind of got involved in that, and they said I could go and help them dig.
You was digging?
I did a little bit. I had a little look with it, but it's quite exciting.
So if
I don't know if that's even allowed. No, they have got permission.
So if you find something,
it's part of its mine.
Surely. Do you get to claim it?
Yeah, I want one of those. I think so. Well, I'm going to.
Imagine you find
gold.
One
of those. Thingies that you carry around with you,
the metal detector
detectors. I'd love to have one of those.
You should
I
invest.
Think there's gold to be found in Palmer's Green.
Hey, gold is green, Palmer's
like,
Green
shut
is very
down
close.
The road. Mm,
very
right.
close.
Yeah, they've shut the road down to try and find some gold.
Really?
Is that
I
serious?
Like, I mean, it's annoying because I have to go all the way around to go to the station in the morning, but yeah, they've shut the road down next to me because they're doing some excavating for some treasure or something.
And they're not just pulling your leg and just like laying down pipes or
no,
cable.
No, they duck it all up. There's a big sign saying you can't come down this until Friday, excavation.
So wait, was there a treasure map or something like that for them to be like, yo, boom, you found
there.
Something in Palmer's
Did
Green.
Did you see anyone holding a scroll?
Flipping Tom Hanks is running around like with his bad hair saying, or like, oh my God, we found it, finally.
Or was there a guy with a brown leather jacket and a brown Stetson with a whip?
You know what I mean? Deanna Jones, yeah. Funny,
they're all out for it.
They're all looking about my alleyway in Palmer's Green.
It would be amazing.
That would be great, but I'm quite excited by this.
And the Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
looking for a river of goo.
Everyone.
And
everyone.
Tony Robinson from Time Team.
Yep, all the famous diggers.
Yep. All of them.
The Raw Digger. Fucking throw Raw Digger
Jar
in there.
Digger. All of them.
Yeah. Everyone.
They're all there. So that's exciting. So
that's pretty cool.
So I'll be a millionaire soon, so that's good.
Okay.
What have you been up to, Michael Payne?
What have I been up to, Natalie?
You went, your godson, sorry, went to World Book Day as Harry Potter.
Yeah, we've grown so tired of talking about what I've been up to that we're now talking about what people I know have been up to.
Yeah.
No, my godson, he dressed up as Harry Potter for World Book Day.
Do you know what? Like, I'm not going to lie to you, but my whole Instagram was full of little kids. Well, like, this isn't. Not in any weird Michael Jackson ways, but was totally full of little kids dressed up as different book characters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On that day, so literally,
that's
like
nice.
I saw a lot of people.
Somebody did. When was World Book Day established? Were we in primary school at the time? Or
I don't
secondary
think
school?
We. Were,
I don't remember a World Book Day.
Do
you know what the funny thing is? Before you say what you're about to say, do you know what the full name of World Book Day is? It's World Book and Copyright Day.
No,
it's like a
it's
feast
not.
Day of copyright.
Are you serious?
I swear, that is the full title of World Book Day. World Book and Copyright Day.
Why Copyright Day?
Why did that get slid in with books as well? Where's the correlation? I understand that, you know, you'd copyright a book because it's your intellectual property and stuff, but you know, I don't see where the festivities. What would you, what, you know, how do you celebrate
it?
World Copyright Day?
I don't know, like maybe you can just like use anything that's copyrighted for free on that day.
Okay.
In
Imagine,
a certain way.
You can just this
everyone
is the
just
one
in there sampling their
steal
album.
Intellectual property.
Know what
as
I mean?
Long as you made it on that day. So I could just go and release Harry Potter under my name.
Yeah.
Like all
literally.
Of the books on copyright day. That would be sick.
Well, it's good to teach kids about copyright as soon as possible, I think, really.
It's pretty true.
They're going to school, yeah.
You don't want them getting sued.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. That's true. So, yeah, my godson, Kyrene, dressed up as Harry Potter, and he looked amazing.
Yeah.
Costumes are just getting really good these days.
Yeah. I think that's all you did for a week. You didn't leave the house, I
believe. Just stood there staring at the photo.
Do you know what happened to me last week, though?
No.
I actually got a sneak premiere of Michael Payne's new album, absolutely phenomenal.
Thank you very much.
I'm literally super gassed by it.
Yeah, I also listened to it and texted him immediately about my thoughts of it. I gave it a 9.5 out of 10.
Yeah, literally.
I'm using that as a blurb, by the way.
Are you?
I'm collecting blurbs.
I described what I thought.
I was in the car 1 minute through the first thing, and like all of the different metaphors and all the stuff he was dropping, I was like, yo, this guy.
I'm glad you like it, because I've really, really poured, like, you know, it sounds cliche to have poured my heart and soul into it and stuff, but I genuinely have. Like, I only tried to put the best shit on there. If I didn't think it was super impressive, then it wasn't, you know, getting put out. So, yeah, I'm just glad that
The energy was wicked.
Because imagine if you sent it to someone and you just never hear from them again.
Ever.
It's like, Sorry, who this?
Blocked on all social media platforms.
yeah, like, I don't know. But it must be hard giving your album, because it's like your baby, isn't it?
Yeah.
You spend so long on it, longer than 9 months in your case,
absolutely.
A lot longer. And so then you give it out to other people to foster or whatever, adopt this baby. But it must be a hard thing to do.
I do this weird thing, though. I don't know if you do this, Marcel, because obviously you've been making music longer than I have. But when I send a creation out to someone, be it a song, an EP, or an album, I listen to it instantly. Like myself, I listen to it just to kind of
make sure
imagine that them, and see if do I still get that feeling? Do I still get that feeling?
Yeah,
you know, it's a weird. 100%. It's weird being creative. Like it is
because you obviously you appreciate what you've done and the effort and the energy that you put into it. And then like the people around you, so for instance, you're playing it to like your best friend, you're playing it to your family and all that, and they're like, "Yo, this is sick."
Exactly.
And then you're thinking to yourself, am I sick or are they just saying that to me because they're my friends?
This is why I always say to people, don't take the criticisms or the criticisms or the plaudits from just your circle of friends or the people that love you, because they're always going to be biased.
Yeah.
Like, wait for the opinions that should mean the most are the ones from total strangers. They're the ones that should mean the most.
100%.
Okay. Well, as well as all that coming on today, we've got we're giving away some Park Live tickets later.
Yes. We are.
I was going through the lineup before with you, my friend. It was incredible.
It's a sick competition.
Keep listening for that. But also, we've got a plethora of guests in the studio today.
Good word. Good choice of word.
Thank you, Marcel.
We've got Nutty P and Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got T Muller.
He's next door right now.
Okay, cool. Nice and early.
Yeah.
That's the best way to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. We're ending the show with Flute Box and Muad'Dib, who are going to give us a live performance of their current single.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm not sure yet, but I know.
Well, yeah, who knows? They might just come through and do Green Sleeves, but
they could do.
A Nang version,
A beatboxing flute. It's a flautist.
A flautist, yeah.
Wait, no. Hold your horses. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a flute and a beatbox.
He plays the flute and he beatboxes at the same time. It's incredible.
That's going to blow my
mind.
That's
going to be happening in this studio.
It is. Too. He's going to be blowing the flute. He's going to be blowing your mind at the same goddamn time.
Crazy.
Well, T Muller is next door now, so let's go to a song and then we'll bring him into the studio.
I don't need what you want. I don't wanna need.
That's the massive I Don't Need by the Intergalactic Republic of Congo.
Sickest name ever.
That's just the best phrase I've ever said. I think that might be, I think I've peaked with things I've said, things that have come out of my mouth. That was a sick song, sick name, just big.
Energy
big.
Was good.
Yeah, man. Our first guest was definitely feeling it. And he goes by the name of T Muller.
Yes.
What's
yes.
going on,
Spirit round of applause, good, as I'm per good, usual. Good. I see you've come in with a cup of coffee.
Hot
is that
chocolate,
yours? Hot chocolate. Okay, cool. Yeah, hot chocolate, yeah. Right. And you've taken a day off uni to come see us, yeah?
Yeah, man. Why not, man?
Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah,
thanks
man,
for
I
that.
You, man. Come on.
I appreciate that. What are you studying for? A degree?
Yeah, I do economics. Yeah.
Okay, business.
Yeah.
And
brains.
Yeah, yeah man.
That's it. You got something to fall back on as well, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, why not?
Trust me.
So, is... Obviously, music is going well.
Yeah, music's going well.
But would you say that, studying towards a goal is kind of what your like raison d'etre is? Or would you say it's music, but you want something substantial to fall back on?
You know, it's music, but I've always felt like on top of music, I feel like there's other avenues that I've been able to, that I'll be able to go down eventually.
Yeah.
So like, I've always wanted to like, have my own business as well,
of course,
like be an entrepreneur.
Yeah,
makes
so
sense.
Yeah, like to have that as a backup, like the whole degree thing is perfect as
well. Yeah, because kind of when it comes down to it, thing like if you're doing music now, you're like obviously you're doing your thing, you get a label, you know how to run that kind of side of things as well, innit?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So, yeah, man,
so talent and skill,
man.
That's it.
Talent and skill. Yeah. I think that's super important, and it's nice to see like the younger generation of musicians thinking about that from early, because there's a lot of people kind of that had, you know, burgeoning careers, made names for themselves, but have kind of gone into the upper echelons now, like G Fresh managing Young Bane, Sincere managing like Fredo, Tiffany Calvar.
Yeah,
he's probably got some other people under his belt that I'm not even kind of aware of at the moment, but I think that's super important, so it's nice to see. And you go uni in Leicester as well. Why Leicester?
You know what? I was gonna go to Loughborough, but I picked Leicester as a choice as well.
Yeah. Is Loughborough really good for sport, or am I making that
it
up?
It is. Yeah. It's good for sport. Like they've got a really good like football team and stuff there. But I just liked the look of Loughborough at the time. I ended up going to Leicester, which is a really good uni as well.
Yeah.
And it's right next to another uni. That's their DMU as well.
Of course.
So there's just lots of people there. The social life is really sick. So.
Yeah. DMU must have turned up as a punchline in so many fucking raps, isn't it?
Yeah.
They must have, isn't it?
Dave has done a couple.
Of
now,
course,
couple
there lessons. You go. I knew I'd end it somewhere. DMU. Yeah. It's there for the taking.
Yeah.
You know
the
DMU,
ones. DMU, it's DMU. Yeah. It's there still.
Yeah. So how do you balance the student life with the music life? Because you're definitely popping. So it's not like, you know, you're just kind of keeping an eye on like a few numbers here and there while studying, you know. You really must have to juggle.
It's actually like a process of juggling, because to begin with I thought it was gonna be okay, but then like I was like, yo bro, like there's this tour and it's like 4 days in a row in this city, but wait bro, I've got lectures.
So yeah,
like it was getting a bit mad, innit? But it's more about like planning like a week ahead and then things,
of course,
and then man, that's the most important part, isn't it? Just being like organized, isn't it?
Trust.
Like it's not easy though, I won't lie.
No,
I can't
imagine it is. Do you ever have to study on the road?
I haven't, but
it'll come soon.
We all have to, innit?
Yeah,
but like normally it's more like I will come back from whatever it is and have to deal with what I've missed, innit?
Yeah.
But yeah, I will get into the whole process of like working on the road and stuff like that though. Yeah.
Nice. So did you expect the you know, you've come through with DPC and D Squared and they, I'm assuming, were songs that you recorded while you were in uni? Or were you in college at the time?
Yeah, no, I was in uni. In fact, with DPC, like I was having a hard time with music,
right?
And then the whole uni thing like uplifted me, like to give it an extra push.
Yeah.
So I've gone, yo, like man, them, let's just shoot a video in Leicester, innit?
Yeah.
So I've called the director to come all the way from London and mm-hmm. everything. And we've just shot an organic video and that. And yeah, it turned into your mad thing, innit?
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah, man.
And did you expect and well, you know, coming through the second thing, did you expect the success of the first?
I didn't expect anything that's happened like in this in this process. Like, because my boys started managing me, innit, from the point of DPC.
Yeah.
Like just before that.
Mm-hmm.
So we were just like trying to do a thing where we're just keeping it organic and just dropping like what we feel like is right to drop.
Yeah.
And just building up the whole thing.
Of course.
But like it was like the first thing we did together with them managing me, we mm-hmm. just went off in it.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
like, whoa. And then my boys are learning in the same process as well.
Yeah.
Like we're being thrown straight into the deep end. So
yeah,
it was wavy still.
It's nice that that's the overarching concept. Like everyone's learning.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Everyone's learning, man. That's what I like about it.
Well, we should get into the new single now, shouldn't we, really?
Cool.
It is a music show after all.
Yeah.
Would you do us the honour of introducing it for us?
Okay, so this one is Link Up. Enjoy this one, innit?
Hella fumes in the car, so we faded. Waved on the way, but we made it. See that bud there, far from the basic. If you open the pot, you can trace it. Status, bro, getting fan love, but he ain't famous. And my ex thing's hating, cause she's on Snapchat watching us make it. Make this movie, make this suvi. Bottles and bus downs, baddies and boobies. Living this comfy life, my ex is mad, they can't touch me twice. She said it must be nice, trust me, dog, ain't gotta tell me twice. Link up, play this, let's get it. This mellow 10-10 bad bees and fellows. Somebody passing the eye drops. See his eyes looking green and yellow. From young I can never trust no one. I said not to trust that gello. We might vibe but she don't get no funds. Not one dime she gets zero. She's in the whip with man. Like what happens when I push this button. She can get this tan. Like what happens when I push in sun. Please tell me you won't run. You know the tight girls ain't no fun. Show me what you've been learning. But if she's loose, she hold none. Link up, play this. Let's get it.
Joins us in the studio right now.
Vibes.
Hackney resident, moved moved temporarily to the Midlands.
Yeah.
Is there what's the biggest difference in the way of life between Hackney and sort of living in Leicester?
What's the difference? Everything's close, you know.
Yeah, like, walking distance.
Yeah, it's like, even though I drive up there, innit? Like, it's everything's so close. Like, it's like a condensed city centre, really.
Yeah.
And there's just bare of us. There's so many of us, like students. So it's like, you just leave where you are and then there's just lots of students.
Yeah.
Literally, you cannot hide from anyone, innit? That's the only thing.
Yeah.
Luckily, because I drive and I've got the little tinted windows, it's like, now it's bit calm. More private.
Yeah.
But before, it was hectic.
Yeah. But you must be blowing up in your city, though, so I'm sure even the tinted windows people must be like, well, that's tea, innit?
Like, that's
it doesn't change it a lot. I'm still going to need to go, like, shop and da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's changed it a bit, but it's still the same at the same time.
Yeah, man. But interestingly enough, because I've been to Leicester a few times for gigs and I played in the student union.
Okay, yeah.
You've never played your uni, have you?
No.
How are you gonna wait for like?
Yeah, we're kind of trying to wait, you know, because I feel like you kind of have to time something like that because it's like your exposure to people like that see you all the time. Like, I feel like you don't want everyone to just kind of get used to you.
Yeah.
You're trying to build this kind of like whole status thing. As much as like I kind of try to be like humble about what I do, is like at the same time there's a level of like,
of course, yeah,
exclusivity that you've got to put yourself in. Innit?
Yeah, yeah. So, and sometimes people's reaction to you makes. Do you know what I mean? Like, and you must know. What I'm talking about as well, Marcel, that sometimes you try to act normal, but it's the people around you, the way they react, that makes you think like, well, for fuck's sake.
No, it's true.
Do you know what I mean? Now I have to get my own area in the club, because you won't leave me alone.
Exactly. Yeah, like, even like when I first started the uni thing, I'm gassed, like, I'm genuinely gassed as a student, like to be doing student things. Like,
yeah.
So like, go into like clubs and that, but I've gone like my first one and it's like, I know you, and I'm like, oh nah, I don't know, you know, I don't know if it's not the same experience that I'm expecting, innit?
Yeah.
So like, if I compare this year to like my first year at uni, like, it's a bit different. I don't go to like parties as much. I've started like, we like have me and my boys that have like organised our own events.
Yeah, of course. Just circle of friends, people that you actually really know. And
Man, just have these little exclusive things. So yeah, man, that's what we've been doing.
Big. Well, it's going to be, I'm hearing it's going to be quite a packed summer for you. Is there anything that you can disclose that you're kind of definitely up to? And I'm pretty sure like myriad bookings will come in over the next couple of weeks. But where can people find you over the summer or over the coming weeks even? Or months, should I say?
Over the coming months, well, I've got a lot of club stuff. That's genuinely what, like, in terms of like bookings, what I've been doing the most. But because we currently don't like have a booking agent, like, we just work like independently with me and my boy and my other boy as well. So literally, we go off the whole club thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, there's a couple like international bookings potentially put in place, so like Sweden, Amsterdam, and that. I get some love there.
Yep.
After like D Squared, there was a lot of love coming from there. Yeah, like I'm quite surprised by that as well.
Yeah, because that's an Italian brand, isn't it? Am I wrong?
It's the I swear D Squared, because they just understand that the stuff for like Man City, and I'm not too sure. I think it could be wrong. It's two guys, isn't it?
The two brothers or something.
Yeah, I think it's so.
Two guys, and again, both the names begin with D or something.
Hence the
like
D
that.
Squared.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're Italian brothers.
Yeah, but I don't know, innit? Just from there, I think DPC had an effect as well internationally, but like that whole follow up like made it even bigger. So when I did go the first time, like last summer. Like, I was surprised, innit? Like, I'm walking on the street in Sweden and someone stopped me, like...
It's Spotify, though, innit? Like, Spotify,
that's the bridge.
That just gives you the roots into, like, all different kinds of markets, man.
I think Spotify has been my strength in terms of, like, so far in my career, like the numbers that I've been doing is, like proper good. Like,
yeah.
I managed to hit, like, Hot Hits UK with the...
Nice.
With the... with Dollar Pound Cake, so it's reached, like... up to like 9 million streams and
strong
stuff on Spotify. Like, so I'm very happy with the whole Spotify thing. Like,
yeah, man.
Yeah, big up Spotify for that.
Shout out Spotify for real. Other streaming platforms are available.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Big up Apple Music, all of them. Yeah.
But so, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, man, no problem. Man.
Before you go, let people know where they can find you, like on across the socials.
Alright, cool. So you can find me literally everywhere. Official T Muller, that's T-M-U-L-L-A. So yeah, man.
Big up. Thank you so much for joining us once again, bro. We're going to get into a song now, and then when we come back, we'll chat a bit more shit, I think, and we're going to also have the next two guests coming in shortly. Durant Jones and the Indications with Blackpool Rising. No,
that's
joking.
That's the Black Pumas. The Black Pumas.
Sorry, it's the Black Pumas with Blackpool Rising.
Black Moon Rising.
Blackpool, I'm sorry. I'm convinced it's Blackpool Rising.
Then Blackpool should take that, and that should be in their pleasure beach where they have just
travel
on
and
a loop.
Tourism.
On
a loop. Blackpool Travel and Tourism should definitely take that. And
so that's a new song, yeah?
Yeah, brand new song.
That sounds so authentic.
Yes.
authentic is the word. That sounds honestly sick. But
I do know why you said Duran Jones. One, because it's next on the playlist, and two, because it's not so dissimilar to Duran Jones.
It's not at all. It's proper throwback stuff, you know.
Like it very, a bit like Curtis Harding and that kind of movement, which I like very much.
Yeah, man, anachronistic music for the wind.
The air, Nat, your ears. You're the selector.
You are Selenki Nat,
the bow selector.
That's why I'm putting you as I'm putting a blurb.
Thank you. The selector.
Credited
I do like
to
that.
You on my album.
Thank you very
9.5 out of 10.
Now, I will say why, because I don't give... If you give someone 10 out of 10, then you might as well quit, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I don't give anything 10 out of 10, even if I love it. Because at 10, you're like, well, I can't do better than 10.
Yeah. There's no such thing as perfect, is there?
Exactly.
You could have given me a 9.9, just saying.
Oh, yeah, I did.
You know what I mean? If you're going to give someone a 9.5, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll wait for... That's part two. That's part two, though, I'm sure I'll give
true,
that to.
True.
But I can't wait to play some of those songs on this very show.
Me neither. Can't wait to be a bit self-indulgent, bang my own shit, you know.
Bang my own shit.
Yeah. That sounds disgusting.
Disgusting.
That really does. If anyone's just tuned in, I don't mean pummel my feces. I mean play my own songs.
Wow.
Yes.
Bang my own shit. That's just so savage.
Yeah, that's horrible. Horrific.
He's got a pile. He's just got a pile of it. And he's just like, ah.
Horrific imagery there. Please move on to something else.
Sorry, just a sip of the tea there.
To wash that
filth out. We should get into a story. We haven't done a story for a while.
No.
Here's a story. A 20-year-old woman has claimed her world is now complete after she married her zombie doll. What is it with us and stories of people marrying?
Because people just marry random shit.
Yeah.
Felicity Cadleck from Massachusetts has revealed she tied the knot with the love of her life, Kelly Rossi, a zombie doll that she claims is 37 years old, on September 15th, 2018. The ceremony, which took place in Tiverton, Rhode Island, cost Felicity $500, which covered her own wedding dress, a tuxedo for Kelly, decorations for the outdoor venue.
That's nice.
Alongside four of her family friends, eight of Felicity's other dolls also attended the ceremony.
Of course.
Felicity said, "Our wedding ceremony was beautiful and perfect, exactly the day I dreamt it would have been. Dreamt it would have been. I made sure that the whole wedding was done properly so it would be as official as possible, and we consummated the marriage afterwards." That's necrophilia, surely.
No, it's a doll. Technically, it's not a living doll unless it's Chucky.
Yeah.
Or from Child's Play. You won't know because you don't watch horror films.
No, I've seen Child's Play.
Okay.
And Bride of Chucky.
Oh, yeah. And a new one coming soon with Brian Tyree Henry in it, by the way.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, new Chucky and Aubrey Plaza.
Okay.
Friend of the show, Brian Tyree Henry.
I thought you meant Chucky.
Oh, yeah, and two. I'd have Chucky in it.
She said, "I found Kelly on a creepy doll collection website, and my dad bought her for me when I was 13. It wasn't until I was 16 years old that I started to get feelings for her, but it was something that I kept on trying to deny."
And when you see how attractive the doll is...
Oh, my God.
No, do you know what, though? Think, like, they were childhood lovers. Look
at the... That is not an attractive doll.
Oh, my God.
It's got no eyes.
It's got no mouth to kiss with. It's got nothing.
It actually looks horrific. Like it smells.
Not going to lie. She looks like she smells a bit. but personally, you know what? Like, they grew up together. They grew up the love. They were 13. Okay. She was 13.
Whatever. Still know it's a doll at 13.
Look. Look, she didn't know it was a doll. She's just happy to have a friend.
Well, now, I'm telling you, in all fairness, the doll doesn't look a day old.
Oh, shit, son.
Do you want to describe that photo?
All right, so basically, the doll, like, it's side on so you can see their profiles. Mm-hmm. So you can actually see where the doll is missing its jaw and its nose.
It's got a nose. The lower half of its face, so under the nose.
She's kissing the nose because I can't. If you wanna see this, just type in her name, Felicity Cadleck.
Yeah, there's probably gonna be nothing else on Google about her.
Yeah, 100% apart from her and these dolls. But
there's something going on because she said she found Kelly on a creepy doll collection website. Why are you looking at a creepy doll collection website?
No, her dad. Her dad bought it.
No,
for
she
it.
Says
yeah,
I
she
found
it, and then her dad
and then
purchased
her dad.
It.
So she chose this.
I want
stuff.
Words
she
with
chose.
The dad.
Okay, so here's the dad.
Kelly Rossi.
Here's the dad.
No.
Okay, I want words with that guy.
Yeah.
Wait, so this is strange.
Go on. What have we unearthed, mate?
Are those our parents? Or
I think so. I'm not sure. Well, they're both white, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
maybe they're our grandparents.
She's clearly mixed race.
Yeah. So maybe they're our grandparents. So yeah. Anyway, do you reckon? Oh wait. So look, there's the dad.
Charles.
He's sadly he's passed away. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the same one. It's from Somerset. It may be from a local. There's probably other people with the same surname as that, but I don't know.
No, Somerset, MA.
Massachusetts. Yeah.
Apparently they consummated the wedding as well. So
how?
From what I can see, I feel like the doll is a female doll.
Yeah, definitely.
Kelly Rossi, obviously.
Obviously, like they doesn't need to be able to get an erect penis. Is you know what I mean? It's just like
she's young.
Love
the doll is 37. So if anything, the doll is taking advantage of a younger person.
How old is she though?
Felicity.
How old is Felicity?
So she got her when she was 13.
Oh, she's 20. She's 20 years old.
She's 20.
The doll's 37. Oh, well, I guess that's acceptable nowadays, age difference, right? 20, that's okay.
So 13, that's 7 years. So the doll was 30 when she was 13.
That's not right.
No, it's 17 right. years older than her, the doll.
Yeah, no, I was calculating the 7 years difference between Kelly being 20 and being 13.
Oh, of course, sorry. Yeah, of course. Yeah, the doll would have been 30. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so 37, that's pretty... So 30 and a 30, it's not right. It's not right. I'm not.
Would you be okay if you went to a wedding and it was you, three other people, and then eight dolls sat there in the seats? Would that be slightly unusual, or you'd just be like,
that's horror film
that?
Shit, isn't it? Like that's that, like, and then the doll just like the head of the doll starts turning around, and it's just like.
One of the dolls says something when it comes to the point where you've got to say why these two shouldn't be bound in holy matrimony.
She's been having an affair with me the whole time.
Oh my god. And then you go to leave the church or wherever it is hall, and suddenly you can't get out.
The doors are all shut.
You couldn't get out of there alive.
I don't think I could be.
It's like goosebumps, isn't it? It'll be like goosebumps.
Yeah.
How would you RSVP to a wedding invitation like that?
With I imagine on the invitation, yeah, there is. Is that imagine if there's a picture of with a heart?
Oh my god,
Kelly,
it's holding the
sweetheart pillow, and that would probably be on the wedding invitation. I think at that point I'd be like, I'm really busy. I'm kind of busy that weekend.
Flee the country,
yeah.
To be fair.
Yeah. Right,
I'm not gonna lie. I'm looking in the back of this. I'm looking in the back of the pictures, and she looks like she lives in a pretty dark place. Like she's got like black curtains. Like come on, like rules.
She doesn't like the light.
Black curtains. I thought you meant figuritively. Because I was gonna say nah, you don't man. Even need like, photos to
like,
figure that one.
There's like kind of like are they dead flowers, flowers on dead stuck flowers on the wall? And there's like I can see like a dream catcher, but maybe it's a nightmare catcher.
Mm. Yes.
Do you know what I mean? I think she's a bit deep.
I think so. I don't know what's going on there, but so you wouldn't probably want
to
marry.
I probably wouldn't want to go to the wedding.
I don't think I'd even go to the reception.
I don't think I'd be prepared to go to meet them ever. Have you ever had a toy that you fancied? Ever fancied a toy that you had?
Nah. Not that I can remember. I think that
about No. Like I'm just thinking like, you know, back in the day, like obviously you had like the female Power Ranger toys and all them kind of things. Like I used to fancy the female the pink ranger.
Sure. Mm.
But was that like, not was that love not based on the actual
It was based on
pink
the actual
ranger
thing.
From the
yeah.
TV show.
Yeah. But then again they did used to put boobs on the female dolls.
Yeah, so true.
As a young boy you're seeing shapely boobs on a doll and you're like,
yeah. Like, I think I undressed I had that stage where I undressed my sister's dolls.
Barbies and stuff.
Yeah, of course. Like,
and they had boobs.
And then you used to get your... let's not talk about that.
Yeah, let's
anyway.
They had, it was kind of weird because they had boobs, but no vagina.
Yeah, there was nothing there.
Nothing there. But yeah. Then why
I'm
have
sorely
boobs
disappointed.
As well? It's kind of
it was for the shape, innit?
It's
important for the silhouette.
But they never used to put the nipples on the female dolls either.
Yeah.
It was just for the shape of it. So
looked like she was wearing a body... what's it called?
Bodysuit.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That one. Yeah.
Mm.
That's weird.
Fancy.
Okay,
well, whilst we think about that, let's get into a song.
Yeah.
Push it back. Push it back. Put it right here back into my lap. Push it back. Push it back. Put it right here back into my lap. I got that. Push it back. Push it back. Right here back into my lap. Push it back, push it back. Put it right here back into my lap. I got that knick-knack, paddy-whack, return of the Mac. Red and black wolf pack when I'm on the track. I got that knick-knack, paddy-whack, return of the Mac. Red and black wolf pack when I'm on the track. I got that. Push it back, push it back. Put it right here back into my lap. Push it back, push it back. Put it right here back into my lap. I got that. That knick-knack paddywhack gave her the bone. She's spelling off my phone if I leave her alone. Knick-knack paddywhack, return of the Mac. Red and black wolf pack when I'm on the track. I got that big back pudding smack sitting on the phone. She wanted the ice cream, I gave her the cone. Push it back, push it
you even try it. Big belly, big, big belly flow. When I step up in the dance, everybody wants to know I got that big belly. Big, big belly flow. When I step up in the dance, everybody wants to know. Push it back, push it back. Put it right here back into my lap. Push it back, push it back. Put it right here back into my lap. I got that. Push it back, push it back. Put it right here back into my lap. Push it back, push it back. Put it right here back into my lap. I got that. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Call the brigade, extinguish Shire. I slide in DMs, I'm right like Ian. Dates with per diems, saving
what
like
time, what time?
Liar, liar, pants on fire. Call the brigade, extinguish Shire. I slide in DMs, I'm right like Ian. Dates with per diems, saving like semen. Push it back, push it back. Put it right here back into my lap. Push it back, push it back. Put it right here back into my lap. I gotta push it back. Push it back, put it right here back into my lap. Push it back, push it back. Put it right here back into my lap.
That was Big Belly Flow, Push It Back by Paulie the PSM.
That was hard.
Very
energy.
Hard.
Okay.
Yeah,
back,
good drums. Why? Because he's Sanford's drummer, isn't he?
He is indeed. Mm. He is indeed. Shout out to Paulie in LA at the moment.
Yes, he is.
Want to get him on the show soon, though. Talk about his travels.
Sure.
Talk about just knowing some of the most talented people in music and being respected by them all.
He's worked with most people.
Yeah, man.
Jamie XX, Gorillaz, FKA Twigs.
Maybe he can come and sprinkle some of that on us.
Yeah.
That Paulie
the
PSM.
Energy in there, in the room.
That would be, on that beat, I think, very good kind of intro music to someone walking on stage or
that's
awards
yeah,
or something
absolutely.
Like that. Yeah.
Or
that's,
like WWF
yeah.
or
yes.
WWE.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, push it back.
Somewhere yeah. while you somewhere at... during listening to that song, you should always have to budge someone out of the way.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
No matter what you're doing, there should be a point during that song when someone gets budged out of the way. You know, in slow motion as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, for
you can,
sure. Yeah,
if you can manage it.
It's time for our competition.
It is, yeah, time. Man. Basically, FUBAR. In fact, no, do you know what? Fuck FUBAR. Michael Payne, well, Natalie, and Marcel are giving away.
Yeah.
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 We're taking credit for this one.
Okay.
We're taking credit for this one. We're giving away a pair of tickets to Parklife 2019.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, that festival is about to go off.
Tell me who's on the lineup.
So basically, on the 8th and 9th of June in Heaton Park, Manchester, we've got Mark Ronson.
Ooh.
Cardi B.
Major Lazer.
Yeah.
The Streets.
Nas.
Loyal Khaana.
Dave.
Steph London.
Mabel.
AJ Tracy.
Octavian.
Pusha T.
Solange.
Jason Status.
Jungle.
Old Sweatshirt.
Slow Tie.
Little Sims.
Children of Zeus.
Jacob Banks.
Suspect.
And
more.
I mean, literally loads and loads more.
So many more.
Yeah.
I literally like done an Instagram post with the actual flyer, and there are so many names.
There's so many names on it that when I was speaking to Mike before the show, I was reading out, it's like an eye test where it starts off big and by
yeah,
the bottom
it's a
I was like,
eye chart.
I can't read. I can't read the bottom ones.
QXY.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's an incredible lineup, and so we're giving away a pair of tickets for that weekend in June.
Mm-hmm.
There is going to be a tweet going out now onto our Twitter, funnily enough. What do people need to do to be in a chance of winning?
As soon as you see that tweet, which is coming out imminently,
yes.
you just need to
retweet
That's
the
it.
Bumba Clark.
That is it.
So that's literally it.
And like, when are we going to be announcing the actual...
We're going to be announcing it on the show when we've picked a worthy winner.
When we picked a worthy winner.
Yeah.
So a worthy winner.
Worthy.
That's the disclaimer.
That
That's the
it.
Small print right
small
there.
Small print is
massive.
You do have to be over 18. You do have to be based in the UK to enter. I did see a former employee, Hannah Bowman, tweet us from Australia to ask
no,
if we're
no,
going to pay
no, no, Hannah.
No, 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 Hannah. You don't get to win. No.
Yeah, you don't even really get allowed back in the country.
No, she's not allowed in.
Yeah, so...
That's it. You can't come here. Yeah.
No hope for Hannah. Don't
no,
be
no,
like
no.
Hannah.
Yeah. Yeah, don't be like Hannah. Just retweet from the UK, guys.
Exactly.
Yes. Absolutely. Shout out Hannah. We do miss you.
Shout out Hannah.
We do, but you can't win.
You can't win. Sorry.
Sorry. Yeah.
We've got two more guests coming in.
We do. They will be arriving Shortly.
Before we do greet them and have a chat to them, we should get into another story.
Yeah, please.
Okay. A company worker makes workers eat food from the urinal. Wait, before we continue, urinal or urinal?
Urinal.
What do you say? What do you say, Marcel?
Oh, what do you say?
Urinal.
I know exactly what you're going to say now.
Well, I thought we might as well bring out, because it's funny, because we had this discussion after the show last week about tear.
Yeah.
Explain what your...
My thinking was, I have always, up until like last week, pronounced the verb tear, as in to tear a paper.
No, to tear a paper.
I did not know that.
What would you say that you're tearing up or tearing up if you were crying? Were you teary or tearing?
I just thought that they were all tear. There was a difference in the fucking pronunciation, which, because the thing is, so if there is a rip in a piece of paper, is it a tear or a tear? It's still a tear.
It's a tear.
Do you know what?
As long as it's not the water that comes from your eyes, it's a tear.
No. There's also tear, as in like layers.
Yeah, but that's a different spelling.
Right. Okay.
Let's not confuse them further.
So tears are literally tears of joy, tears of sadness.
Yes.
Everything
else,
you would tear something up.
I'm about to tear this paper up.
Tear this place up.
But at the same time, like I think with the English language, you've just got to say it how you say it.
I love English, but I hate it.
If you go up north, you're going to be in a bath. But if you're down south, you're in a bath.
This is true.
You know what I'm saying?
But everyone knows what you mean by bath. Whereas if you were like, I'm going to tear this paper up, I thought you were
going to
cry.
No, I still know what he means, though. I still know what he means.
You know what I meant. Yeah. No one's going to think I'm going to cry this paper up. like paper's going to come out of my eyes when I'm upset.
You might have to dab your eyes with a bit of paper. I don't know. If you say I'm tearing up, I just think you're crying.
I'm going to tear you in your arsehole.
I'm going
to
tear.
Do you know what? It'd be better to tear you in your than tear one, to be honest. I think I'd rather cry over that.
And I even use Thingy as an example. Joy Division's Love Will Tear Us. All this time I could hear Love Will Tear Us Apart Again. Turns out you can't even really hear what the fuck they're saying.
He says tear. No,
listen to it when you get a chance. Actually listen to that song. When the time comes for him to say tear, you can't really hear what he's saying. Sounds like he's saying Love Will Tear Us Apart.
Maybe Ian Curtis
again.
Wasn't sure how to say it.
Maybe he's done it on purpose. He's like, you make your own assumptions.
Anyway, I say urinal. So back to that. But I would say
of
urinal.
Course, yeah.
Urinal.
Back to the matter at hand. We digressed quite far there, innit? Where was I?
Page three.
Oui, that's what she said.
Yeah, I guess.
So a company makes workers eat food from a urinal to prove their commitment to keeping bathrooms clean. The video shows a manager of a company placing rice formed into ball shapes into the urinal.
Nope.
She then swirled the rice balls around in the urinal to make sure they were all exposed to the toilet. The manager then proceeds to pop one rice ball into her mouth. After she ate one, she ordered her employees to follow suit, and they did. The incident took place in Fujian, China. One of the employees took videos of the incident and uploaded them to the internet, where they went viral. After causing an uproar, the company said that this is an annual event that dates back 25 years. They said that the purpose of this exercise is to demonstrate their commitment to cleanliness in their business. What they didn't tell you is that every 25 years they have to replace the workforce because everybody mysteriously dies.
Right. I mean, a urinal, I think, by its definition, is not supposed to be hygienic because it has urine in it, so it should never be something.
Right, what point are you trying to prove by telling someone you should be able to eat food off that? No, I should just be able to piss in peace.
That's its whole purpose. There's no other reason for it to exist.
In my head, I'm slightly thinking, like, you know when you go to a toilet, like going to the men's room, you go into the toilet, you stand by the urinal, it's got that weird kind of like essence of it's like a bleachy kind of it seems like it's really clean, but at the same time it's got like bleach and that blue shit in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Cakes, yeah, do you know what I mean?
Real talk, if I don't wanna be eating like that soapy detergent bleachy thing.
I don't want to be eating in that room. The thing is, even if the urinals are clean, there are still exposed holes in the floor and walls where piss and shit literally go.
Who the fuck thought of that shit?
Well, it's been going on for 25 years. I feel like the first person that did it 25 years ago would have thought no one's going to do this, and to their shock, they were like, "Oh my god, they are actually."
Yeah, this won't catch.
I think potentially the first person who's done it was probably eating while they was in the toilet, going, "Oh no!" And then he dropped their rice and was like, "Yo,
5 second rule."
Oh man, 5 second rule, exactly. 5 second rule. Go. I've got no other lunch. Scooped it out. I was like,
"It's true."
Funnily enough,
tastes all right.
Tastes all right. Hey guys, come and have some of this rice.
It adds something. I reckon it's that same boss.
Yeah.
The one that makes people do it, I reckon that's the one that dropped the
100%
rice balls into the
urinal. Yeah, they were like, if I have to do it. There used to be somebody that worked at here who used to order a Deliveroo or whatever and then go and eat in the toilet.
No.
What? Like,
no.
Always. And I used to think that's kind of weird. Like, what's the problem?
They were probably sitting down eating in the toilet. So it was like, they were pretty on a diet. They were pretty eating. And then
straight through.
Route one. Right. Poo. It's just not, you know, especially the toilets in this building. The lady, I don't know what the men's are like, but the ladies aren't. They're not the most fragrant. I'll be honest. No, there's tissue paper everywhere. It's not the best kind of.
Maybe they were dyslexic and they thought they were ordering Deriva-loo.
Yep. Yeah.
Still keep a faith in God, still couldn't spare the rod. Marshall, you know me, I came with the blazing squad.
Yeah, okay. That's
okay. just drop it in any time.
Any awkward moment. There we go. Okay, well, let's go to a song, and then I think our guest might be arriving next.
Cool.
What I can't be, put my name on the map, said in the concrete, so easy. Where the youth them squeeze, born a Japanese bike, pull off and breathe. Bury them false, drop it them quick, get the old them place and I'll be great. But I need another fit, girl, I need them lift, but me lift. Body like a bad head, grace like an angel. In the city of paper, it's the story that we're never gonna tell. I'm waiting for you, I'm waiting. Meet me at the Tower of London, meet me at the bridge. Gone in 5 in the morning, I'll be here. I'm your supplier, baby. The frame, creeping at the bar, lock up one another by the heart, baby. It was breaking from the start, fucking from the scars. Don't think too hard, just drink and start, and stand behind the glass. All the bricks on the bar, it was fucking from the start.
Out in the cemetery garden, never fit the morning sun. Don't want up and last for a moment of hope, but you know that we think gone done. Words to make a ball and sweat. Words for mash up with your head. Words like a blade, war in a sun neck. A prayer for Anne Boleyn. Doing greed with a tugs in the field. What's crud when you're deep in the dirt? Trust can't stop the field. But the worst now tactic is worse. Cause they burn and burn and burn. Cause they burn and burn and burn.
Call me 5 in the morning. I'll be here. I'm your supplier, baby.
Everybody,
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 al usra and to my mama, my papa, Shiraz and to Azza, and everybody in between.
I'm laughing. I just saw the funniest photo. Someone's posted up a photo of Noel, Noel Fielding and Shirley from EastEnders next to each other, and I never ever clocked the similarity before.
They look very alike.
They do, don't they? That's funny as fuck. Anyway.
We digress.
Yeah. What's that noise?
Who's that?
Jesus, it's actually my Instagram just playing music.
Right.
Well. My bad. What was that song, Nat?
That was Sin Cane.
Which
I've literally forgotten what it's called.
With Everybody.
Yes, that's it, yeah.
I like that song because it's 4 minutes and 20 seconds long.
Well, there's other reasons to like it.
Yeah, I know, but that's the main reason.
Oh, all right. Shout out Sin Cane for that.
Big shout out to them. I think they did that on purpose. Anyone who does anything...
Oh, I see, 420, I get it.
Anyone who does anything like that, I know they did it on purpose. You have to.
Yeah.
You have to. You absolutely have to. All right, anyway.
We digress.
We do digress again. We digress from the digression. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Digressionception. Digression.
We're still digressing. It's a constant day.
Imagine if we never actually got into the next
part of
the
show. We're never going to say who's in the studio.
We never.
But thanks for coming in, guys.
I was leading up to this.
Yes.
Our next guest is I've known you for years now.
Yeah,
actually.
Long time, bro.
And I figured out when we first met, so I'll say that after okay, I introduce okay. you both. It is, of course, Nutty P and Scripture.
Yo!
What's going on?
Thanks for having us.
No, not at all, man. It's long overdue. Because
yeah.
I always be. I have a lot of people that I've either known for time or have listened to them. You know, the music for time. And you're someone who falls into both of those categories. But a lot of the people, you know, I had never met them before. But I know where I met you, and I'm pretty sure it was at a producer battle on Commercial Street.
Oh yeah,
in Whitechapel.
Beachshed.
Yes.
Beachshed, years ago.
Yeah,
Beachshed was sick. Big up Tanya, and that Tanya used to run that, innit?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is that, and you know, it's kind of rare that I can kind of pinpoint the exact day.
I actually couldn't remember myself. Man, so like, thanks for refreshing
you have
my memory.
There you have it.
Yeah, man.
Since then, it's been 15 years as in the game as a producer for you now.
You know, I count it from a tune that I produced for The Colony that got played on Kiss FM, and I was 17, so
right.
17 years ago.
Yeah, oh,
so
wow,
I count
yeah.
it from then. That,
yeah.
I say that's when I first.
Of course,
came.
Yeah. Now that's a good stepping stone.
Yeah.
That's a good, you know, that's a good landmark.
Yeah,
should
exactly.
I say? And what kind of got you into producing? Let's start from the very beginning. You know.
Oh man, I mean, to be honest with you, like I was a rapper first, innit? Like I started off, I was writing poetry, and then I was like, cool, let's fling a flow on that.
Yeah.
And then it was a case of like, obviously, back in the day, it's way different from now, innit? Like. You couldn't get instrumentals. You couldn't just Google like Drake type beat or like, you know what I mean? Mobb Deep type beat. You couldn't just do that. Like instrumentals were few and far between. Innit?
Yeah.
Like I used to buy CDs, singles, specifically if they had an instrumental.
Oh,
even
geez.
If I didn't like
yeah.
the tune, bruv.
Of
yeah.
course.
Like I had, I had Lil Kim,
oh my
Crush
God.
On You.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Aaliyah used to have ones on her.
Try Again.
I know that was one.
So
yeah,
I used 100%. To just like, I used to write to that. And then eventually I was like, nah, you know what, bruv? I need my own rhythms, bruv, because this ain't cutting it. Like looping the last like four bars of the tune, innit? Do you know what I mean?
Hey, the whole song sounds the same.
Jeez. Yeah, exactly.
Four bar loop.
Like it wasn't cutting it. So yeah, like eventually, you know what? My nan got me like this Yamaha keyboard, and it was like you could record like 8 bars of like each instrument, like a little 4-channel thing. So I used to like program stuff on that.
Okay.
And then I had Music 2000, and then obviously a Music 2000 and PlayStation.
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
Uh-huh.
You get me?
Uh-huh.
And then. Then I was using a studio in Ladbroke Grove, Lancaster Youth Centre,
yeah.
and they had Cubase on the computer in there, and I was like, I couldn't get in the studio enough. Like, I was in there like every day, but it wasn't enough. Like, I needed to be able to wake up and make tunes, innit?
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what, whatever setup they've got in the studio, I'm saving up my EMA money from college, yeah, and I'm just gonna I'm getting that EMA. In the yard, bruv.
God bless yo, EMA.
Yo, bruvs, if it weren't for that, do you know what I'm saying? God yeah. knows where I'd be right honestly. Now. Yeah. £30 a week, bruv.
That did
what
that nice people, you know. That was so useful.
Yeah, bruv. So.
When £30 was worth something anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Now that's mean? Nothing.
Now kids are spending £30 on socks.
Yeah, innit, bruv? Exactly.
So, that's crazy.
Yeah, man. That was basically it, man. From then, I had an MPC 2000 XL as well, mm-hmm. and I had a Proteus and a few other synths, and that was it. I never looked back, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That was basically it, man.
So paint us a picture of what was going on in the parallel with you, Scripture.
Exactly the same thing.
Same thing.
Well, my dad's is a musician and a singer as well.
Yeah.
And so, and my brother, both of us just grew up watching him do music, and then, you know, he has instruments lying around the house. You pick one up, you're like, what's going on? Do you know what I mean? So basic guitar is my first instrument.
Yeah.
And so I picked that up from having an acoustic guitar that only had 4 strings on it.
Right.
And you don't know what it is, so you're just playing it or whatever. He said, you know, if you get good at that, I'll give you a real one. My brother's turned the table upside down and put the 2 chairs on the sides of the tape and just hitting it with sticks. And he's like, let me buy you a Mickey Mouse drum set. Next week, you know, we're playing in church and doing that. And then same thing you said, I became an MC when grime popped off so solid and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm doing pirate radio with my grime crew that I had back in the day called Frontline Soldiers. We're just doing Axe FM, Lalo FM, underneath, you know, under Never Grove.
And
exactly. Jeez. Big up all the pirate radios and that. Yeah. And then from that, started doing production as well at the same time. Naturally, I started on like a 4-track where you had to record everything in, record the bass drums and everything, and then onto the tape and then flip the tape and record. Yeah. So it was all mad from that. Then went to Fruity Loops and stuff like that. Yeah. And then, started, I think one of the first people that I did in the industry would be a long time ago now, Bashy.
Right.
One of the first person I produced for on his first album.
Nice.
I did a tune on there with one of my good friends, Angel.
Yeah.
And the tune on there with Dappy from N-Dubs.
Yeah.
So that was one of the first cuts I got on a tune like that. And then from there just came in the game and started doing it. So.
Of course. And now you've collaborated.
Yeah.
Tell us about the sort of greater project that it's forthcoming, isn't it?
Yeah. So the project's called Infrared, mm-hmm. and it's coming out via a company called Audio Network, and they basically they commissioned me to make an album that is predominantly for like TV, film, and whatever.
Yeah.
And they don't normally release the albums, innit? So I think yours was the first, didn't it? Yours was the first project. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They was like, wow, we should probably put this out. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, they didn't really have plans to release my one either, but the tune we did, Coming At Me, it started busting a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, well, you know what? Yeah, if we don't put this out, we'd be losing out on about bloody 50 grand. You know what I'm saying? So like, maybe we should put it out. Yeah. So it's kind of like, we've obviously, there's that tune on there.
Yeah.
I've got Lady Lights on there. That's going to be the next single, mm-hmm. Who the Hell, that's coming out in like a month or something.
Yeah.
I've got a tune with Young's Tef on there. I've got Pagey on
He's
there.
He's so underrated, by the way.
Bruv, one Young's of the best, Tef, bruv. 100%. He's one of the best.
Really,
sure,
really
man.
Is underrated.
Incredible,
yeah.
bruv.
It kind of winds me up when people call people that aren't underrated.
Yeah.
Like I was watching Streatham, Dave's. Yeah. We've been talking about Dave a lot today, right? And I was watching his the Streatham video because I just love that song and I love the video.
Yeah.
And one of the top comments was, Dave is so underrated. I was like, really?
That's he's literally, I think everyone in the whole game rates him so much.
Right?
Sure.
I mean? If he's underrated, then what the fuck am I?
That word,
For real, bro.
You know? That word gets thrown about, to be honest.
Yeah.
Mental, I'm middle earth. If he's under, I'm literally fucking middle earth.
You're the core, bro.
Honestly. But I was going to say that you've had a lot of syncs on Coming At Me, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been insane, bro. It's just been mad. Like, I think there was like 1 week at the end of last year when it was like every day there was something new.
Yeah,
like,
I've got a little Chelsea, list here. Like, so like they've used Coming At Me for Dele Alli's unveiling.
Yeah.
I just gotta say that, mate. If my publishers hit me up, and went 100 grand, and we're gonna use your tune for Dele Alli to unveil, I was like, I don't even do music anymore. Don't give them my tune. I'm joking. Sometimes you do have to make economic decisions.
That's why I like the fact that I actually don't watch football no more.
Yeah,
so I'm
fair
completely,
play.
I'm exempt from that kind of emotion. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, Man United, Chelsea. Chelsea, yeah, whatever. Like, I don't
I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. So I do envy you that there is no kind of affiliation. Yeah. Just cut me my fucking check. Really, don't care what sport. Use it for curling if you
know. Yeah, trust me.
But then they've also used it for England to announce them qualifying for the Nations League. Chelsea FC for their pre-match build-up with Tottenham. Manchester United for their pre-match Champions League build-up. Basically, they're just thinking it was shit that will piss me off.
Who do you support?
Arsenal.
Arsenal
can't use it
Spurs, man, eh?
Nah.
Not even a Spurs, man.
We played you lot the other day still.
Wait, who did we play?
Wait,
your most recent big win.
Oh, right.
Oh, United?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, man. Don't worry. It's calm, man. It's calm.
Oh, my days.
It's calm. That game.
It's calm, man. That's good. We won't bring that up.
But then also some really cool stuff. Adidas have used it for an advert. Soccer AM showboat section.
What, man? What?
Yeah.
Adidas, yeah?
Man, what?
Send me some gums, cuz.
This is the best part. Puma have used it as well.
They're
the biggest sports wear rivals.
Okay. That's not my favourite bit. My favourite is BBC One.
Oh yeah, and the BBC
Witness.
One Silent Witness.
Oh, yeah. It's on Silent Witness.
They used another tune off the project, the SNE tune. They didn't use, as far as I know, they didn't use Coming At Me.
Yeah, right. I was going to say that probably. You know. I think that's probably a list of all of the songs.
All of the different projects.
You're absolutely right. So it's popping off.
That's sick though.
Yeah, and then obviously most recently, I don't know if you lot saw the clip.
This is the biggest one.
Fucking James May. No. Driving around Civic. Listening to the tune, bro.
Hey, pumping
no
the tune.
Way. Yeah, I was just
hold tight, James May. Still,
I know, yeah.
You're
I
a legend
like,
already, but you see, you just made yourself even
he's
more.
He's literally the only one from Top Gear that I like as well. So that's nice.
Yeah, man, that was. I was like, that's kind of crazy.
That's a bit still.
Like,
yeah,
that's
fair play, James May. That's up there with. Have you ever seen Children of Men?
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course. Yeah,
when
yeah.
the scene where Michael Caine's listening to a Witness the Fitness.
Oh, yeah.
He jumps out the whip,
but
Witness the Fitness is just blasting. Cuz, I'm just in a post-apocalyptic world, of course you'd be listening to Roots Maneuver.
Of course. That inspiration.
They got Roots Maneuver still,
yeah. And it's in The Wire. It plays in The Wire. In the proper hood.
Yeah.
They're in the bits in The Wire, Baltimore, you know, and then Witness the Fitness is playing. I love seeing stuff get synced in really.
That's been
really
happening
cool
a lot more recently, man.
I think so as well.
You know, Cass is Dead was in, what's that show called?
I think a lot of people have been in Power.
Yeah.
Jacob Banks was in, of course.
A lot of people sinking is good.
I got one the other day that was on Coronation Street, I'm not gonna lie.
That's Gassman.
Yeah, they played a tune and then he was like, oh, I turned it down. And she was like, oh, I love a bit of grime. And I was like,
hey, come on.
Big man. You know them ones there? I made it still.
That's just the name I assume is in Coronation Street. I don't think there's anyone called Morning.
You never know.
But we should get into some music now. And we've got a game as well, haven't we?
We do. Don't you worry. We've got a game.
Line of Mercy.
Is there only one game? Because
whoever
wins this is the winner for this week. Obviously,
shit. Can we not bust two games?
Well, we could do the game for the guest that's no longer coming on air.
Yeah,
that's the rule.
That rhymes as well.
Oh yeah. Okay. All right. Let's do that. Do you want to introduce the track?
Would you do us the honor of introducing the track?
Sure. Well, it's coming.
Yes, it is coming out.
Just double checking. You know, everyone's there. Like, but yeah,
no one will hear me if I talk about it.
Yeah, next to the other mic. Like, it's a bit further. Away,
good whisper.
Right? Yeah, I should have just whispered or some kind of like hand signal or something like that. But yeah, you're about to hear Coming At Me. It's produced by myself, Nutty P, and the vocal is Scripture. It's a fucking banger. So yeah, here we go.
Yo. Pull up, ain't talking a reload. Bust doors, no need for a key though. Man, I take aim, but this ain't a free throw. Don't matter, bustin' if you're coming at me though. Bustin' if you're coming at me though. Bustin' if you're coming at me though. Man, I take aim, no free throw. No matter, bustin' if you're coming at me though. Man, pull up, ain't talking a reload. Bust doors, no need for a key though. Man, I take aim, but this ain't a free throw. No matter, bustin' if you're coming at me though. Bustin' if you're coming at me though. Bustin' if you're coming at me though. Man, I take aim, no free throw. No matter, bustin' if you're coming at me yo. Bustin' if you're coming at my head though.
fuck sexual innuendos. At the door like I'm coming for the rent. No, man's not running like I've got no legs. No, no, me, I'll bring it to your first. Not a coroner, but I'll bring it to your hearse. Man, I'm on fourth, man, I put you in the dirt. Man, plotting on the best, and I bring it to your worst. Always had a comeback, no banter. I'm known as a serial ranter. Means I don't hold back, nothing, put hands up. My emotions might need me to snap up. Wrap up, something, no gift, not Santa. Do you know where you're from? Don't matter. Anyone can be food, no platter. Have you wet, man, let the thing splash up.
Try no man, don't play that, don't play that. Been like that since way back, since way back. Man, roll around and spray that, and spray that. Man, miss you, then spray that, then spray that.
Yo, man, pull up, ain't talking a reload. Hit bar stores, no need for a key, though. Man, I take aim, but this ain't a free throw. Don't matter, bustin' if you're coming at me, though. Bustin' if you're coming at me, though. Bustin' if you're coming at me, though. Man, I take aim, no free throw. No matter, bustin' if you're coming at me, though. Man, pull up, ain't talking a reload. Hit bar stores, no need for a key, though. Man, I take aim, but this ain't a free throw. No matter, bustin' if you're coming at me, though. Bustin' if you're coming at me, though. Bustin' if you're coming at me, though. Man, I take aim, no free throw. No matter, bustin' if you're coming at me, though. Bustin' if you're coming, don't put it out. Get the pump, but I mean no shooking out. Meaning if it's on, then it's on, stay looking out. On site gas, so it's fire, no cooking out. Run, you insane, no bolting. Book for the wall, you're coping. You're a pump, only right, you're soaking. Not off the loud, bro, brother ain't smoking. Don't know what you're chat for. Why you front, have you running for the back door? Man took offense, why you thinking there's a tap for? Man, I leave more holes in you than a crack hole. Too raw, that's how the beef come. Know it well, and that's how the beef done. There's no rules, though, that's how the street run. Man, I get light, see sun, let the week done.
Try no man, don't play that, don't play that. Been like that since way back, since way back. Man, roll around and spray that, and spray that. Man, miss you, then spray that, then spray that. Try no man, don't play that, don't play that. Been like that since way back, since way back. Man, roll around and spray that, and spray that. Man, miss you, then spray that, then spray that.
Yo. Man, pull up, ain't talking a reload. Hit bar stores, no need for a key, though. Man, I take aim, but this ain't a free throw. No matter, bustin' if you're coming at me, though. Bustin' if you're coming at me, though. Bustin' if you're coming at me, though. Man, I take aim, no free throw. No matter, bustin' if you're coming at me, though. Man, pull up, ain't talking a reload. Hit bar stores, no need for a key, though. Man, I take aim, but this ain't a free throw. No matter, bustin' if you're coming at me, though. Bustin' if you're coming at me, though. Bustin' if you're coming at me, though. Man, I take aim, no free throw. No matter, bustin' if you're coming at me, though.
Faith in God, still couldn't spare the rod. Marshall, you know me, I came with the blazing squad.
Come on, G.
Come on, what are you saying?
Man,
every time, yeah. It works every time.
Yeah. It's like Sex Panther.
It's cause it's the hardest tune on the whole thing. So when it comes in, he's the Marshall, you know me.
Come and it's Jay Huss.
That's what I'm saying.
It's Jay Huss. It's like he's a fucking cultural icon. But have you noticed the world has gone to shit since Jay Huss went to prison?
Exactly.
Everybody knows this, and you're the only name. He's in there, just like thinking about you.
Mad. Obviously, man put it down before.
Yeah, of course.
Went down,
but he can see into the future. You know, everyone knows that about Jay Huss.
That's it, bro.
It's mad. But yeah, shout out. You win the month. Man of the month. We should get into a game now, shouldn't we?
There's no point. Marcel's the winner, so should we not bother?
True.
I don't know.
Hey.
Okay. Sorry, that's not true. Yes, in honour of, I guess, being here, particularly Nutty P, I don't know if you're aware, but you've got a song with Say No More called Hot Coffee. Did you know that?
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah,
did
you
know that?
I know that one. Big up Say No More.
Yeah.
Man, like,
2014, I think, right?
Yeah, I think
still. If I'm not right. Now, coffee sometimes is also known as a cup of Joe, right?
Yes, nice cup of Joe.
We're going to have some nice cup of Joes now because I'm going to play some musical Joes.
Right. Oh, Joes. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Got
so I'm going to start. I'm going to tell that. So basically, I'm going off Spotify listens in 1 month. If you think that one musical Joe has more than the other one, then you write down hot coffee. And if you think they have less, you write down cold coffee. Okay.
Simply cold.
So we're going to start with Joseph Sadler. Does anyone know who I'm referring to?
Okay,
this is the message. Do you want to have a guess in a month, monthly, how many Spotify listens as a whole Grandmaster Flash gets?
In the millions, definitely.
I'm no points for this, because I'm starting with it. I'm going to tell you. Just have a rough guess.
I'm going to guess 700,000.
700,000.
2 mil.
2 mil, Marcel?
I'm saying 650,000.
272k, 272,000. So that's your starting number.
So, okay, right. That was the closest.
Joseph's, yeah, but there's no points yet, Marcel.
That, that Grandmaster Flash is underrated.
Yeah, bro, that's underrated, bro. Right.
You know, they need to get a sample still. Someone needs to sample that.
Well, did he? Did he make Sand? Can nobody take my breath?
Yeah.
Can nobody hold me down? Oh no.
It needs to be a 2019 version
as well.
So we started with Grandmaster Flash with 272,000 listens in a month. But let's move on to...
Man get money with the gang. Man get girls with the gang.
Oh,
man,
no,
junior. Junior, don't forget the junior.
Said to a man.
Shut down.
That's a banger still.
So
it's hot coffee for
if
more.
If they had more... If you think that Skepta has got more than 272... Yeah. Well, let's not just not shout it out. Let's probably write something down, shall we? Because you don't know.
That's what these pens are for.
Yeah. So hot coffee if you think more. Cold coffee if you think that he has less.
So hot coffee.
Okay. So moving on from Skepta... to Joe Strummer from The Clash. Big artist, big tune. Not just that song, The Clash as a whole.
Yeah, The Clash is my
monthly,
shit still.
They should be everyone's shit still.
Yeah.
I don't think I could like someone if they didn't like The Clash.
No, me neither.
Imagine saying that. Marcel, you better like him. Or says
I do like The Clash.
Minus points for you if you say you don't like The Clash.
Why are you always, coming at me now?
Sorry.
Always coming at
Marcel,
me.
Marcel, yeah. Eyes
coming
on your
at
paper.
Me.
Why?
Yeah,
there we go.
Plug in. Come on. We're plugging at him.
Relatable content. That's what I like.
I couldn't let that one slide.
Don't. Never. So that's number two, The Clash. Rock the Casbah. Did they have more or less than, do you think, than Skepta on a monthly Spotify?
Yeah, they got less.
Stop. Write it down.
Where is
Write it down. Moving on to Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Okay.
Jolene. I'm begging of you, please.
Do you think Dolly Parton as a whole got more or less in a month
than Joe Strummer?
Than The Clash.
Is it?
That is Dolly Parton's entire back catalogue.
Everything on Spotify.
It's her as an artist.
See, now, I know something that's happened recently which would probably do something.
Catapulted her into...
Well, you've been listening to her a lot.
I love a bit of Dolly.
Yeah, of course.
Perfect.
I think she said that she wrote... Because she wrote I Will Always Love You, right? And I'm sure she said recently she wrote that song and Jolene on the same day.
Yeah.
Bro, but she should have played the fucking lottery as well while she was at
Exactly. Right, so Dolly Parton is number three, but let's move on to Joseph Simmons, of course, from Run
DMC. It's tricky to rock around, that's right, on time is tricky. It's tricky.
Do Run DMC have more or less Spotify plays in a month than Dolly Parton's Tricky? It is tricky. It's tough.
I like your style.
Right? Yeah. Everyone got something for number four? Okay. From Run DMC to JoJo.
Get up.
Still slaps.
This is a banger.
Still slaps.
Hey.
Actually, I
don't see
JoJo.
Still. Right.
Recent music's cold. Don't get it twisted. She's cold.
Yeah, she's very cold.
She's very cold. Underrated again. I don't want to say that.
Super nice. She's underrated. Everyone listens to Ariana Grande. It's like, there's JoJo.
Right there.
But... does she have more or less than Run DMC in a month, people streaming her entire catalogue on Spotify?
I don't know.
Because there's the danger that she'll get confused with Casey's JoJo, innit?
The bald head bit.
See, this is the thing. She's quite a current. Well, she's not current, but she's still making new bits in it. So you never know. Her fan base might be like, oh, I love JoJo. It's just
true.
Rinsing.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, she might have a young fan base.
I think recently her name's been getting mentioned a lot more as well. I think it has.
Difficult. All right, let's move on from JoJo to, of course, Fat Joe.
Got to do with it, man.
See,
them all some club bangers, bro. You can't play with them. You can't play with them. They've been on, now 96 or now 78 or something like that.
What's love got to do with a little menage? After the party,
me and you
just slide for a few where she could come to. And then he goes, then he ends the verse with going, that's love.
Oh, that's love.
No, it's not. How is that your definition of love?
He's setting himself up so he can say that bar when it's about to happen. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's love.
Well, Fat Joe, more or less than JoJo. So moving from Fat Joe finally to
Joe Thomas.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh! Oh! Remix.
I'm surprised. Where did you come from?
I had to take out Joe Jonas as well, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck him.
Yeah, no one cares about him.
I don't give a shit about that guy.
Some other Joes I forgot about. But, so anyway, let's start right, with. So we started with by Rednecks. Big, big song.
No, we didn't. No,
we started with Grandmaster Flash.
Yes.
With 272,000 streams in a month on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
We moved on to Skepta, Nutty and Scripture. What do you think that he gets more or less hot?
I think he definitely gets more hot.
Okay,
coffee.
Hot, okay, hot, yeah. It's hot coffee, Marcel. Right, you're getting hot.
Piping hot.
Does anyone want to guess at how?
6 million.
Mm-hmm. Marcel.
That's a good guess, to be fair. Still
in a month.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say 3.4.
Mm-hmm. No. What are you saying, Michael?
I'm gonna go 5.6.
2.3 million. Not to be sniffed at.
Do I get an extra point for that?
You didn't get any points. Okay. You didn't say 3.2 million. Did you?
I said 3.4.
But you didn't say 2.3.
No, but I was closest.
Okay. So, Skepta gets 2.3 million. Marcel, do you think the Clash get more or less hot coffee, cold coffee?
I've got cold coffee.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Michael Payne?
I also have cold coffee.
Cold coffee. And what do you have over here, Nuss?
Yeah, cold as well.
And hot coffee. They get 7.2 million a month.
Oh, one Clash.
7.2. I'm
this is basically fucked everything.
Yeah, no, this is
like the Clash is still getting spins.
This is it.
Obviously, they released material for fucking decades or whatever long it is.
And everyone's got Spotify now, so like all the adults and all the young people listening, like getting into it.
7.2.
Yeah, it's incredible, right? So, does Dolly Parton.
Ah, shit.
That's a good point.
Does Dolly Parton.
Fuck.
Michael Payne.
Yeah, I've got hot for Dolly Parton. I think she still gets
you
more than
Dolly
the Clash.
You think Dolly Parton gets more than the Clash? Nutty and Scripture.
He's trying to put cold. I put hot because so I was saying
I've got hot.
Which one are you going with? One of you pick one.
Hot. Yeah.
I've got hot.
You should have stuck with cold because she gets 6.5 million a month.
Only a little piece less.
I wanted you to stick with cold.
She would have more if the person before got less, obviously. But
yeah, it's true.
Exactly. All right. So from Dolly Parton, 6.5 million to Run DMC. What do you think, Nutty and Scripture? Hot or cold?
You said hot still.
Well, about to change
you think,
that.
Still, you think hot? You just got to maintain what do you say? What are you telling me? You're saying hot. What are you saying?
I've got hot.
You got hot? What have you got, Michael Payne?
I've got cold.
Same yes, it is cold. It's cold.
Yeah, that's
does anyone want to have a guess at how cold it is? And Dolly Parton, 6.5 million. What did Run DMC get?
2.3, I'd say.
Yeah.
6.2.
I'm going to go even less. I'm going to go like 1.5.
2.8. You were very close, actually. You were very close. Okay, so Run DMC with 2.8 million streams a month. To JoJo, Marcel, hot or cold?
Cold.
Cold? What have you got over here? You got cold?
Unfortunately cold.
Unfortunately, you're wrong. It's hot coffee.
Yes, JoJo!
JoJo, do you have a guess at JoJo, anyone?
What? 4.5.
4.5 million?
6.
6 million?
3.2.
3.9.
Oh. Yeah. We didn't rate JoJo. Sorry,
I bet you any money, the majority of those numbers are from that one song, innit?
Yeah, get out.
Quite possibly. Yeah. But you know, it's a lot.
All of our top five are just get out.
Too little, too late.
Remix, yeah. Alright, JoJo is on 3.9 million. Does Fat Joe have more or less? Nutty, what you saying? You're saying hot coffee. You got hot coffee.
I've got hot.
You are all correct.
Sick.
There's some hot coffee there. Do you know what I say? Have a guess. Like have a guess on how many?
Fat Joe.
5 million.
5 million, Marcel.
I want to say 8.9.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say 8 as well.
4.7. Ooh, so okay. Nothing. That's okay. So
all the way up, still doing bits for it. Yeah. And lean back.
Lean back. But does lean back go on the Fat Joe?
Oh, imagine if it's top.
Or is it Terror Squad?
I think it's if you're on the track.
Oh, if you're on the track.
Then it doesn't matter if you're featuring, right? It still counts.
Yeah,
exactly. So that's why people...
deep cover and shit.
I was going to say, imagine if that was his number one.
Deep cover, yeah. Isn't it? Everyone trying to reel up, wheel up that big pun bit, like.
Not going to lie to you, that's actually one of my on one of my playlists. It comes up every single time.
Oh, for real? Yeah. That's okay. A big tune. Big tune.
So, Fat Joe. 4.7 million. Rednecks, huge shit with Cotton Eye Joe. Back in time, are Rednecks more or less than 4.7 million a month?
I put cold.
Did they still do, if they do school if they still do school discos around the country, then I think it's, that song's still popping. If not,
it's them kids' playlist.
It's always been the opposite, innit? So every single time you've put that there as a, like a little curveball.
I can't confirm or deny that. But what are you saying?
Go hot.
Cool.
You're going hot, Marcel. You're going
cold.
Yeah, I'm going to be sensible and go cold. I reckon
you
cold.
Are right to go cold. You are right.
I don't even reckon they're on a million.
Tell me, okay, you don't think a million. What do you think over here?
Like 200,000.
200,000.
Wait. What was that, Joe?
4.7 million.
They're going to be 4.6.
Rednecks.
Yeah.
Come on, Marcel. they are 1.7 million.
No, you're still in the millions,
more than Grandmaster Flash.
Wow.
That's
they bought the trailer box.
Bang, bang, bang.
Do you want some scores? Well done to Nutty P. So you got two. In second place is Marcel with three.
What? Did I win?
But Michael Payne went with four. You know your Spotify, listeners.
Should have been My Name, Jay. Hussed. Yes, that's the first. That's the first game wrapped up. Then,
yep.
You know, it's always the second one for me, though, bro.
Yeah, it's true. Second game is like Arsenal's second half, isn't it? That's where the game really happens.
Trust me.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to be standing to attention. Trust me.
What's the second game?
Alert.
Is it Monopoly or something?
So it is. It's Monopoly. It's a nice game of Scrabble for us all.
Hey, here we go.
Should we get into a song?
Yeah, let's do it.
I think so.
It's a long way home.
Makes a motherfucker won't sing.
It does, doesn't it? That's very, very, very good music there. That was Duran Jones and The Indications. I like the way that everything about this guy is just throwback, even the name. You've got to have your name and then
and the band.
The band as well.
Yeah.
Oh, these motherfuckers.
Well, if you're going to all have bands. Okay, let's start all of you. I want to know if you're going to be Michael Payne and what's your band going to be?
Michael Payne and the Silent But Deadlies.
Ooh, Scripture. Oh, Scripture, what's your going to be?
I can't even think.
And Nutty. This goes to everybody.
What am I going to do? Scripture and the Drillers.
That's nice.
I think mine would definitely have to be, even though I'm in a band called La Rebel Femme, but if it was a Nutty and the Sutton, it would be Nutty P and the Reprobates. 100%.
Fair. Man. Sure. Nice, Mars.
Yeah. Mine would be Marcel. You know me. I came with the blazing.
That's a long name. You know?
Marcel and You Know Me. I came from the
My gosh.
How would you put that down with some letters? Marcel and Y. That's, you know, they do that.
Oh, yeah, we're doing an acronym.
It's a bit long. You just got to say it.
So we don't have, unfortunately, our other guests here this afternoon for a live performance. But what we do have is a game for them. And I believe that you all want to play it, right?
All games should be played. That is the basic human right of a game.
So now you two are in here, you are playing another game, okay? So I'm going to read out what I had. Flute Box and Muad'Dib, you obviously know what to do with a flute.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what popular songs are being played on a flute in these clips? So you're going to have to guess. I'm going to play you clips of songs.
I'm not really
well-known
good
songs
at this,
being played on a flute.
Because I've said that now, well, won't be.
There's six clips.
It's annoying, It's annoying.
Six clips.
In theory,
and
you
can write it down.
I know a lot of songs.
I know this.
And you're always under pressure.
Write it down. Because this is where they'll come for you. So I will give you points.
That's got to be the first one.
Which one?
There's that Timber song as well.
All the Malia tunes.
I will give you points if you guess the artist. I will give you a point if you guess the song. I do have some clues for you if you need it. So let's start.
Do clues fit up points or not?
If I don't get at least two, I'm quitting music.
Okay, let's start with flute number one.
Ooh. Easy.
Oh, of course.
But the thing is,
is it the original version?
That's what I was going to say, though.
Oh, it's the original, yeah, because the Regulate doesn't have it.
I mean, what's happening here? Okay. I'm not shouting things out, Nutty. Okay. It might be the one you mentioned. Mars, I saw that side eye there, Marcel.
I didn't side eye anything.
Move your paper away from Marcel. You're doing it now. Marcel,
I'm looking at these. Who put these next to me? They shouldn't
biscuits,
be there.
The biscuits.
Is it the crack biscuits?
Do you want to try a crack biscuit?
Fling me a crack biscuit, please.
Fling me a crack biscuit.
There's only one left.
Oh, go on, fling
you
it.
You can have the
McNitties.
McNitties.
Have it. Okay.
A man said McNitties.
Do you have something on a bit of paper for number one, everybody?
Yeah.
Do you have a song title and an artist?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I forgot the anyway, go on.
Okay, I can play it again if you do you need it again?
Go on and run it again.
Jaska Hina knows, man. She knows your artist.
Yeah, I know it is.
It's just funny. It just reminds you of Kenny G trapped in Kanye's house.
Or Anchor, do you watch Anchorman when he played the jazz flute? Popped on stage in that bit. Did you play the jazz flute? It's very Anchorman. It's very Ron Burgundy. All right, here we go with flute number two. Oh, that was about to play the reveal there. Not that you needed it for that one.
Oh, one more time.
What smeg is that?
I know this.
I know this. Play it, play it.
Do you know, I got it from the drums. Yeah, that's easy. Easy.
You all got something?
Easy.
Can I have it one more time?
Yeah, yeah. Do you need a clue?
It's the drum beat that gives it away.
I know. I'm lost.
Are you feeling a bit left out in here?
Oh, yeah.
That's the clue.
Oh.
Are you feeling a bit left out?
Stop with these clues.
The two of you. Do you two...
hip-hoppy
duo.
For goddamn sake!
Left out. Do you like eating them at Christmas? That's the song title. Sorry, no more clues, Marcel.
Oh, boy, I'm in the... Oh.
Not Quality Street, is it? Sorry. Okay. I've really given you some good clues there.
Hey, you, man, just need to allow it, bro.
Get all the the clues there. Okay.
The drums and bass is giving it away.
It's flames.
And that is
it's
it. Flames. And that's it. And yes, it's done.
Okay, so number it's three. You ready for number three?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Ooh.
Oh, wait, play it again.
These are harder than I thought they'd be.
Oh, wait, yeah, these are mad. Continue.
Think about what comes up just as that last bit, it goes into the chorus, okay? Obviously, I know what it is, so it's easy for me, isn't it?
Slap bass.
Little clue.
Oh.
Yeah.
I get very teary when I hear this song. From a 6-time Grammy award winning female singer.
Oh, wait. Play again.
I get very this.
Bruh.
Very teary. Or teary, according to you.
Right now.
Have a guess.
Oh, yeah.
You got something, okay. Marcel's clicking there. It's clicking for Mars. Okay. Should we move on to number four?
Yeah. That's the same song.
I can see it. Michael Payne.
All right. That's enough for Michael.
Okay,
he doesn't need to hear it anymore.
Number four. Come on.
What?
That's easy.
Play it again.
Nyx is very curious about this person.
I didn't think it was going to be that hard.
Nyx.
Think about Nyx's that you know.
Oh, wait. Play again.
He's also
Nyx is the cryptic one. Think about people with Nyx in their name. But this person has won the Grammy Album of the Year 3 times. But Nyx is curious about this person.
Think of
artists that you know that maybe have Nyx in the title of their name.
What?
Ah!
Oh shit!
Surname, perhaps.
I don't think
it's this person. But I don't think
I can't think.
This is frustrating.
I know who it is, but I don't know what the song is.
Okay, well,
so maybe just write that down.
Okay.
Wait.
They are nice.
I'm in the same boat. Marcel's going to win this. I can predict it already.
Everyone's looking like they know what it is. There's some wide eyes happening.
Play it one more time.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
I'm lost.
You got something? Won the Grammy? Nyx is curious about this person.
Nyx.
Think about
how
people.
How do you spell Nyx?
N-I-K-S. Think about Nyx, people that their first name, their surname are called is Nyx, and they may have been.
What number is this?
This is four.
Four.
They're curious. Mm-hmm. Should we move on to number five?
Oh, shit. Play one more time, though. One more time.
That was amazing.
Okay, I'm going to move on to five.
Okay, yeah, that's tough.
Hartley's need
that's
to speed up.
That's actually a banger still. I love that tune.
That's the clue. Hartley needs
to speed up. That's so cryptic. Now, fucking hell, mate. You got to be about 60 to get that clue.
A 20-year-old made it. The clue.
well, that 20-year-old is definitely 20 going on 60.
We know they've had a body swap anyway, so it's fine. You don't need a clue for that one, do you? Everyone's got that, right? Everyone's got that. Okay. One more. Finally, number six.
Shruggy. Oh, easy.
You know that one.
That's a good one.
Come on. I would like you to do it using a certain method. Is the clue.
Nice.
Biggest selling boy band of all time.
Come on.
Biggest.
Yay!
Yes,
play the sample now. Play the sample. It's too late. God damn it.
What, can we use Google on that?
No.
Did I say
Shazam
in it?
Hold on.
Shazam the thing.
Shazam's got to play 4 minutes in the tune for it to work. I just want to say the bit that comes after it.
You've got it?
You
all got it.
Did you say number four was a guy?
I swear that tune you've got flute in it. That's why you're playing the flute
this
version.
Is a cover version. A flute cover version.
Right,
it's not
fair enough.
It's doing the medley line, isn't it?
I don't know what that first one that's Melody Lamb was.
That's why man's losing, because that's not the original rhythm.
No, it's not the original, no. That would be too easy.
Can you reload any of them? You reload number two?
Yeah, who do you need me to play? Do you want me to play number two?
Number two, three and four.
Okay, so this is number two. Listen. Number two.
There's only one play in it. There's only one play of each song then.
No.
I hate you, I swear to God.
Nice try though, Marcel.
Still keep a faith in God, still couldn't spare the rod. Marcel, you know me, I came with the blazing
school. Shit!
That's your ringtone. That's got to be your ringtone by now,
nah. Nah, for real.
It's Marcel's
ringtone. Marcel, is that not your ringtone by now, nah?
Nah, my phone's always on silent.
I'm one of those guys.
Actually.
That's a good point. No one has their phone on loud anymore.
That's true.
It's T-Bay.
It's kind of embarrassing, isn't it, if your phone rings
this
now.
This is my ringtone.
Oh, sorry. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, don't have your phone on. All right, number three.
That's my ringtone.
It's a good impression.
What's the name of the...
Number three? Number three, okay?
Go on. Oh my God.
I get very teary when I hear this song. Six-time Grammy award-winning female singer.
What's number four?
Number four.
Wait. One more time. Can I get it one more time?
I don't know why that sample makes me laugh so much.
Someone's singing that melody line.
That is,
these flute lines don't even sound like they're in the song.
Isn't it, bruv? That's what I'm saying.
None of these songs have flutes in them, by the way. The originals.
Yeah, that's where you're messing up, bro. I thought you'd be playing tunes from flutes.
That would be too easy.
When I hear that song, I can just imagine
a
guy in green tights sitting on a rock playing. I don't know
why. It's
not Pink Panther then, is it?
Do you know who else that reminds me of? You know that brother that can do that mad stuff with his mouth while he's playing guitar? Not Jimi Hendrix, not him, but he's like, he can do all that, make all those noises. Yeah, he whistles and stuff. What's his name? You know that guy that does that song that whistles?
Are you talking about
yeah, who's that?
Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy. Yeah. Okay, so what else did we need?
Everyone got everything, so we got us out of our misery, man, for real.
Okay, what did you get for number one?
That was an easy one.
Can anyone start in? Okay, Nutty.
Regulators, Nate Dogg, and Warren G.
Yeah. Okay, and
Regular,
Marcel?
Warren G,
Nate Dogg, Regulate.
Let's see if you're all right.
The LBC, okay. Mission
yeah.
trying to find
you, tell by the snare sound. You see that snare sound? That's not the original. That's got to be the
original. None of that's the original.
So I hit select on 2-1 on the Lewis. Okay. Some brothers shooting dots, so I said,
let's do this.
I jumped up the right and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some gad, so I said, I'm stuck.
I love the storytelling in that. It's so calm, isn't it? It's like he's robbed, isn't it?
He's
getting robbed. They murdered some guys that tried to rob them, but he's just narrating it like, oh my God, tell me more. Please continue, Warren.
Number two, Marcel, what did you get?
Outcast. Roses.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
Caroline.
Yeah.
What did you get?
Please play it again.
What did you get?
We put Gnarls Barkley, man.
And Michael Payne, what did you put?
I got Roses Outcast. Shit don't stink, but
leave a little bit closer. See, roses really smell like poo, 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 poo. Roses really smell like poo, 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 poo.
That flute melody line is not doing the song.
The beat slaps though. Yeah, you have to admit, the drums are just they're like I said, that was the way I got it.
Number three, Michael Payne. What did you get?
I didn't get anything.
Okay, Nutty and Script. What did you get?
I just wrote Diana Ross.
Good shout. But what did you get, Marcel?
Whitney Houston, Very Emotional.
One point for you because it is Whitney Houston, and so emotional.
Oh, come on.
So emotional.
It's actually called Emotional.
It's called So Emotional.
Emotions was Mariah Carey.
Yeah, it's called So Emotional. So
What the fuck?
You tried to call me a liar. There's less no points for Martha.
You call me a cheater every week. You call me a fucking cheater every week.
For that Mariah Carey best trivia.
No. Number four. What did you hit for number four, please? Marcel.
I put Robin Thicke. I don't know.
Robin Thicke, okay. Thicke.
Robin Thicke. I love that.
That was better. It's better to call him that, actually.
I thought it's his name.
Sounds French. Makes him sound French.
French, you know.
Everyone's losing their minds.
T-H-R-E-N-C-H.
I would say Robin Thicke, right?
I said Robin Thicke. I thought it was Robin Thicke.
No.
No, better.
Is it E on the N? Is it E on the N?
Robin Thicke.
No, it's Thicke, isn't it?
No, it's Thicke.
No, it's Thicke. It's definitely Thicke.
Yeah, okay, what did you get, Nasty and Switch, for number four, please?
Stevie Wonder mm-hmm. in the club.
Did you put Pink Panther?
Stevie Wonder.
Oh, my God.
Okay, and what did you get, Michael Payne?
I got nothing, but I now know that it must be Stevie Wonder. Oh, you see, yeah. Me!
Oh, my God! Oh, Marcel crossed it out.
You should get it. You should get it.
Why?
Because you wrote it down.
If you crossed it out, you should have stuck. You should have said
did you write anything in this place?
No, we didn't.
So, if you didn't write anything in this place, that should be an answer.
All right, I'm going to allow it then. Okay, it's very generous because he is winning. So number five, what did you get, Nutty and Switch, please?
Put Stevie Nicks, because...
No, that was for Stevie Wonder.
Oh, no.
Jamie Foxx is on this, but he's not an overnight celebrity.
He's not an overnight celebrity. Yeah,
and finally, number six, Michael Payne, what did you get?
Backstreet Boys with I Want It That Way.
Okay, Nutty. Yeah, you got that. Yeah, and then Marcel, let's see if you are right.
I can't believe I fucked up.
Let's super group, boy band, for real, you know.
Brap Street Boys.
Hey. Brap Street Boys.
I like that. Brap Street Boys.
In third place, well done to Nutty and Switcher with five. In second place, well done to Michael Payne with eight. In first place, well done to Marcel with a strong 10.
Fair fucking play.
I didn't know it was going
to
be
that.
That was a good game.
That was a really good game. All that's left to say is thank you so much to all my guests. Thank you so much to Scripture and Nutty P for coming through. Not at all, man. Thank you so much to T Muller for joining us all the way from Leicester Uni.
Yes.
Big shout out to the guests that couldn't make it, but will be coming on to a future show. Before we all go, where can people find you both on social media and listen to music and just get updates?
At Scripture with a K on all social platforms, social media, and
At my name is Nutty P. That's Twitter and Instagram. So yeah, whole lot.
Wicked. Just real quickly for the benefit of one of our producers.
Yeah.
Why Nutty P?
Oh, I've had a feeling he's going to ask this.
20 seconds, quickly.
I don't even know. It was the name that was bestowed on me, and I just stuck with it.
Yeah. Okay,
you like peanuts, Nutty Peanuts.
He had Nutty P.
You got to.
Yeah,
like
okay. Let's go. On that bombshell.
See you later.
We'll see you next week.
Cheers.
Yeah. Somebody's got to speak for the peoples, coming like man can't speak for themselves. Look man, I speak for the youth, trying to make ends meet, so he's got to throw weed in the scales. Look man, I feel it as well, living in hell where it's another bird in the day, so I keep to myself. Ask to speak, but it's like man, never really hear what you say. Fuck the ends, I ain't got to beef no one, fuck the ends, I ain't got to please no one. Leave me alone, officer, I don't want to be held up a search, I ain't bothering no one. I was raised in a council flat, and the mum waits for the council tax, and they keep telling man relax, but I'm broken black, I guess I'm destined to fail, could you handle that? But I don't want to be part of the system, tempted to sin, but it's hard, cause I'm Christian, though I don't pray, but I claim to be, it's insane to me. Can somebody please explain to me why I gotta sell drugs on the block? If I ain't rolled, why I gotta get robbed on the block? Word, it's a lot, man, I ask you for help, but you don't really care around here. They don't really care around here, real talk, don't give a fuck around here. See around here, man, I act as you know, man, I broke, but they act like they up around here. Still, I gotta pray to the Lord every day, cause I'm poor, man, I feel like I'm stuck around here. Guess I ain't speaking enough when I speak to God, cause I feel like I'm lost around here. They don't really care around here, real talk, don't give a fuck around here. See around here, man, I act as you know, man, bro, but they act like they up round here. Till I gotta pray to the Lord every day, cause I'm poor, man, I feel like I'm stuck round here. Guess I ain't speaking.
speaking enough when I speak to God, cause I feel like I'm lost around here. Still I gotta get paid when the day ends. Should a nigga shot EA on the pavement? Got a pen and I made me a statement to the Lord and we made an arrangement. If you put your head down, you could do this. You could be a letdown if you're stupid. You could either get down with the shooters or you could hit the net, find some producers. Rich, you're a talented kid. Smile on my face, I'm imagining shit like an ice cold chain when I'm grabbing my whip. Words on my page give me balance to shit. Man, I used to run right with a ravenous clip. For the oldest, fuck what they told us. When they say I think fucked, I'm a stoner. Why you think I always look blunt when I roll up? Gotta move nice with a pen in the meantime. Got stress from the weight on my shoulders, spitting it straight off the chest, never decline. Practicing over and over and over and over and over and over again. Bear man cracks, don't go with a pen. See, they wanna ask me why I'm so angry, they didn't hear me, so I told them again, man, I told them again. They don't really care around here, real talk, don't give a fuck around here. See around here, man, I act as you know, man, I broke, but they act like they up around here. Still, I gotta pray to the Lord every day, cause I'm poor, man, I feel like I'm stuck around here. Yes, I
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.